This is All In. I'm Miriam Sobe. Today we're talking about commencement ceremonies and how students feel about the unique presentation this year. Is this a sign of the future of commencements or just a temporary change? If you have any questions or comments on our show today, let us know on Facebook or Twitter at All In Indiana. You can also leave us a voicemail at 866-476-3881. With us now, we have Doug Boer, Executive Director of University Events for Indiana University and organizer of all of the university system's commencements. Dr. Aaron Carroll, pediatrician and professor of pediatrics for the Indiana University School of Medicine and the Regan Streiff Institute, as well as an IU COVID-19 protocol expert. And we have Chris Pass, the senior assistant registrar for academic records, commencement, and graduation for Purdue University. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'd like to start with you, Doug. Before we get to this weekend's events, let's talk about 2020. How were those commencements like?
Well, it was certainly an interesting year for us as the pandemic kind of came home to Indiana, and we realized that we would not be able to host an in-person commencement as had been our longstanding tradition. And so Indiana University decided to offer a virtual commencement ceremony, which included messages from all of our deans and senior leaders and the president, as well as students representing each campus, and then also, a lot of other kind of virtual ways for students to do the things that they would normally do, like have their picture taken at campus locations and all kinds of other efforts. And so that was something that worked well for the short amount of time we had to put it together. Students were certainly grateful for the fact that the university had done a lot of work to make sure that they were appropriately recognized. But as we all know, anything like that pales in comparison to the in-person opportunity that we're going to be able to offer this year.
Mm-hmm. And I think last year was probably a learning curve for a lot of people trying to figure out new ways to be able to still have some kind of a ceremony. What were your students' reactions last year when it was like, nope, you're not coming in person?
I think everyone understood, based on the gravity of the situation, that it would not be wise for us to have an in-person commencement. And while students were certainly disappointed, as were parents, I think everyone was on board from the standpoint of they wanted to do everything they could to keep themselves and friends and family and fellow students safe. And so folks really just resolved to make the best of it. And we've seen that throughout this entire year, not just around commencement, but in all the things that our students have figured out how to carry on and do. And we're extremely proud of that effort.
And we'll get a little more detail in a bit about what's happening this year. But Aaron, I want to ask you, what protocols are in place to ensure that these kinds of events are safe now that they're being taken offline and back to in person?
Well, first, I'd like to say that there's, you know, I think safe is not a binary switch, that things are either safe or unsafe. Of course, everything's on a spectrum. So our goal is to make it as safe as possible. So the things we can do to push things towards safety are, first of all, do it outside, because outdoor activities are significantly safer than indoor activities with much lower levels of transmission. We can ask that everybody mask up, because this is going to be not just a large gathering, but an enormous gathering. And so no guidelines would really support trying to do this without masking. We're distancing. We're assigning seats so that people are, you know, a certain distance apart to try to, again, eliminate spread. We're not having areas or instances where people would bunch up in large groups. We're trying to keep both entry and exit from the ceremony as orderly as possible. We're also testing everyone twice in the week leading up to commencement, once about a week ahead of time, 5 days at a time, and the second time the day before. All of that together provides a pretty comprehensive layer of safety. I mean, I think that this should be a pretty safe activity because of that. But, you know, COVID is still out there. Variants exist. This has not gone away. So we still need to do everything we can to try to keep everybody as protected as possible.
Right. And you mentioned testing twice before commencement. How are you going to ensure that people follow through?
We have a pretty rigorous system. We've been doing pretty comprehensive testing throughout the entire school year. So our students are pretty used to this at this point. But their tickets basically are linked to their test results. So they have to get two negative tests, or they have to, if they're coming from out of town, submit the first test to us online. But then the second test has to be done within our system. And should they either not test or have a positive test, their ticket would be canceled, unfortunately, because at that point they would have COVID. So the whole system is linked together with significant oversight and double checking of everything to make sure that everybody's following the proper procedures.
This sounds like something that could be implemented in so many other situations, whether it's travel or going to concerts, to have something linked to the ticket.
You could. And I mean, this is the way probably the world will move in the future, you imagine, even potentially with vaccinations, although we hope we don't have to do that. Yes, we've been arguing all along that the rest of the world could do a better job of trying to create systems of testing and screening to try to increase the level of safety, not just for school, but for a variety of activities.
Right, absolutely. And Chris, when it comes to Purdue, how are you guys planning the commencement? Is it similar to what we're hearing now that IU is doing?
It's very similar. We're outside this spring, which is not our norm. Our typical ceremony is in a theater setting. So we've moved it outdoors to our football arena. The only thing that we're not doing is requiring COVID testing for the event. The students throughout the year have been going through testing just like IU had mentioned, but we're not requiring it for the event. We are requiring everybody to wear a mask, social distancing, assigned seating for the guests. We're limiting guests to two tickets. The students can have two tickets for their guests. The rest would have to watch the ceremony through the live stream.
And with sort of a reduced number of people being able to participate, has it been easier planning a commencement ceremony like this versus in the past when you had just so many people coming out?
Unfortunately, it's been a challenge because our indoor theater, we're able to give our diplomas on the spot, on the stage. To the students. So we're having to plan around that. The students are not going to be able to go across the stage like they normally do. So we've had to improvise there. Students will get their diplomas when they check in, if they've met requirements. So, you know, there's been some different things that we've had. Weather is a big stressor right now. I mean, I'm pretty close to about 80% ready for the event a week out. But weather is causing me to have anxiety thinking about rain. So, you know, that's the only thing that's really on my mind at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the weather is so unpredictable. Do you have any ideas of what would happen if it got rained out?
Well, we're planning for if it was a day like today in typical West Lafayette, it's kind of a dreary day. We are providing ponchos for our students. We would have the event. But if it's, you know, lightning or wind, we're going to have to either delay it or cancel. So those are things that we don't want to do. We want to be able to have this event for our students and their families.
Right. And Doug, is it the same concern over at IU with weather?
Well, we are traditionally on the Bloomington campus outdoors each year. And so this is something we have a little bit of experience with. And unfortunately, that doesn't alleviate the anxiety because we have the exact same concerns. But by the same token, we've put together our plan that monitors that weather. And like our colleagues and friends at Purdue, you know, we provide each graduate with a poncho. And if it's just a light rain shower or whatever, we're going to continue on because we know how important it is for students to be able to have this in-person experience. But if we do have severe weather, then we have protocols for managing that and delaying the ceremony as much as up until the next morning. And if we are totally unable to have the in-person ceremony because of the weather, then we do have a backup video of the commencement ceremony that we will deploy on the virtual platform for everybody to be able to watch with their friends and family.
So the virtual world will still come to play at some point.
Absolutely. And for us, the virtual world is important because we know that all of our students have many guests that they would have liked to have invited to be with them in person. And so instead, we've asked them to join us virtually. So there will be not only a live stream, but also an online program book and other ways that folks at home can partake in the ceremony and celebrate their graduate success, even though they have to do it from a distance.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron, I want to ask you your thoughts on there's 2020 graduates that will be coming back possibly from out of state and perhaps out of the country to experience commencement. How does that affect things? Or is it okay because it's outdoors?
Well, I think, outdoors makes it safer, but they're still subject to all of the other requirements that we're putting on for 2021 graduates. There's still the need to get tested twice in the week before leading up to it, once potentially wherever they are, the second time here before graduation. In addition, they would still need to mask and distance and everything else. So we believe that they're following the same protocol as people who are otherwise participating at our local.
And what about, when students walk across the stage and they get their photos taken? I've seen some graduations where, they'll be able to take their mask off for the photo. Is that something that'll be happening this year?
I think Doug can answer this better than I can. I think we have an opportunity for students to take tests. It will not likely be up on stage while they're walking across, unless Doug corrects me. But there is opportunities for pictures to be taken when they are more distanced and safer from other people.
Yeah, exactly. Part of our entry is students have a timed entry, and so they are arriving at a special time. That way, we could distribute the students throughout the entire seating period. But one of the first things that they will do after checking in is go through the photo line and be able to take their mask off, socially distanced from anyone else. They'll be able to take their mask off for those few seconds to be able to get their official graduation photo taken.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk more about some of the celebrations we're going to see and the future for December commencements, possibly, as well as some of the different department-specific graduation celebrations. And we'll hear more about that. We'll be back with our guests after a quick break. We're talking about Indiana commencements during a pandemic. We'll also be joined by the Assistant Director of Multicultural Programming at IUPUI. If you have any questions or comments for the show, let us know on Facebook or Twitter at All in Indiana. You can also leave us a voicemail at 866-476-3881. That's 866-476-3881. I'm Miriam So. Back in 90 seconds, this is All In. This is All In. I'm Miriam Sobe. Commencements are back in person. Well, at least partially. There's still an online aspect to them, but officials are taking every precaution to ensure a memorable college graduation while staying as safe as possible. We love your questions and comments on the topic. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at All In Indiana, or leave us a voicemail, including your first name and where you're calling from, at 866-476-3881. With us to talk more about commencement are Doug Boer, Executive Director of University Events for Indiana University and organizer for all of the university system's commencements, Dr. Aaron Carroll, pediatrician and professor of pediatrics for the Indiana University School of Medicine and the Regan Streiff Institute, as well as an IU COVID-19 protocol expert, and Chris Pass, Senior Assistant Registrar for Academic Records, Commencement, and Graduation for Purdue University. Chris, before the break, we talked a little bit about 2020 graduates joining the ceremonies. Is that the same thing for Purdue?
Yes, for our 2020 candidates, they're able to come back this summer if we do have a summer ceremony. So our summer ceremony will be back in Rosade again. So they're able to come back for August to celebrate their academic award or next December. And next December, we hope to be back in our theater setting in LA Hall of Music.
Have you received responses from students that are going to actually come back to walk?
We have. So far, there's about 58 to 60 students for summer that are interested in coming back. So that's a pretty good number on top of our summer candidates.
Mm-hmm. And how are you planning to make this commencement ceremony memorable this year, now that there's a little bit of that in-person element?
Well, we're doing some things that we normally couldn't add to our ceremony. We're bringing in our big Purdue drum. The locomotive's going to be present to help march the students into the stadium. We're incorporating some media presentations from our marketing media group, have put together some media presentations for us that normally are not part of our ceremony. So it's changing it up a little bit, but our normal ceremony is, you know, the nuts and bolts of it is going to stay the same. The only thing is the students are not able to come up on stage. That's the only thing that's, you know, we're not going to be able to accommodate.
Mm-hmm. And Doug, same question to you. What are the ways in which the commencement ceremony is being made a little bit extra special this year?
Well, one of the things that we've done is really worked to make sure that we were delivering on the promise of what commencement is for our students. And early in the semester, we completed a survey where students told us kind of what they were looking forward to. And overwhelmingly, we really heard that students wanted to have their traditional commencement ceremony. So we have a few fun things that are sprinkled in, a few surprises for our students. But by and large, we are proceeding with the normal traditional Indiana University commencement. I think especially this year, students are really excited to hear from one of their peers. And so we have students on each campus who will be addressing their fellow graduates. And that's obviously a high point of our ceremony each year. And then also with the retirement of our president, Michael McRobbie, he'll be giving a charge to the class that is very meaningful and reflects back on all that these students have gone through to complete this academic milestone and how proud we all are of them for their effort.
All right. Sounds like a lot of stuff going on. Aaron, when it comes to commencements and as we look ahead to December, some people might think, well, by then things will be back to normal. And I know it's hard to predict with this virus and the variants out there. But do you have any sort of projection or idea on when we can see normal ceremonies come back?
I think it's going to come down, let's be honest, to vaccination and how many people are immune. But it's our goal and our hope that we get there by the fall, that we get to a level of immunity where we can start engaging in many of the activities of normal campus life, which would also include ceremonies like this. Now, of course, inviting guests in the outside world is a little bit trickier because we don't have as much knowledge or control about their levels of immunity, but I don't think it's terribly unrealistic to think that by the end of this calendar year, we could get to a point where we could have much, much, much more normal ceremonies like we used to.
Mm-hmm. And do you think this could just become the norm in the future of graduation ceremonies where you just have a portion of it online and you don't need to worry about a huge guest list or people feeling left out that they didn't get the coveted ticket?
No, I think we will get back to where it's normal again, where we are, you know, it won't look that much different than commencement looked in 2019. I think, of course, right now it's hard to say so because we're still in the midst of a terrible pandemic where lots of places in the country, it's not going well. But the vaccines are amazing and we are getting closer and closer to where we need to be every day. We need to keep pushing. There's a lot still that needs to happen, but I would be shocked if commencement at the end of the 2022 school year did not look very normal.
Right, right. And Doug, I mean, similar sort of a question in terms of, could the future of commencements incorporate an online portion for folks that can't make it, that otherwise in the past would just have to miss out?
Yes, and I think we're going to see this across the entire events world. We have all learned to adapt and the opportunity for virtual events has really served an entirely new audience. And for IU, being an international school, we have students who have families all across the world, as I'm sure, you know, Chris and our Purdue friends do as well. And one of the things we've learned from having the virtual ceremony last year was that many people who would not have been able to make the trip to one of our campuses for the live ceremony were able for the first time to really fully experience the commencement celebration with their student from afar. And so I do believe that this will be a part of our commencement tradition going forward. My hope, like Aaron has indicated, is that by next year, we are back to welcoming as many folks as would like to come in person, but then offering that supplementary virtual experience for those who may not be able to make the trip.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, do you feel similarly that technology has actually brought a positive to this whole situation?
Oh, absolutely. I think the virtual ceremonies have been a huge win for all of the universities that incorporated that in their commencement exercises. So I agree. And we're looking going forward to how we can accommodate and do things for our students that for some reason weren't able to attend. So we've always just done the ceremony for those that are participating, and that's it. And then we just mail the diploma for those that aren't. So I think we're wanting to do something for those students that aren't able to attend too. So it's also giving us another opportunity to look at that as well.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to smaller department celebrations outside of the larger commencement, is there anything being done on that front?
As far as at Purdue, our ceremony is it, and the only two that break out into departments is our doctor of veterinary medicine. They have an oath ceremony, and they're continuing to do that, and the pharmacy group where they receive their coat. So I think that those two things will stay the same going forward. But all of the colleges and departments have relied on us to have the big ceremony.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like maybe that's sort of one of the first steps to getting back into person is just having everything all together before
exactly.
Having so many different things. Okay. And Doug, would you say the same thing at IU?
Yeah, we have a strong tradition of each of our schools and departments have recognition ceremonies, typically in advance of the main commencement ceremony. And so those recognition ceremonies have all been moved online for this year. And I think that we will see a lot of them come back in person next year, but keep the online component as well. But typically we have just on the Bloomington campus alone, about 35 unique ceremonies that are special recognition events for the schools and departments that could be anything from, you know, a luncheon to a reception to a fully staged ceremony. And so each of those schools have their traditions, and we are really looking forward to being able to have them take place again next year.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like last year when some of these events had to be canceled? Was there a lot of feedback like, we need these back?
Yes, I think for our students, you know, they connect in a lot of different ways to the university. And so one of their primary connections is through their school and academic department where they're earning their degree. And so those ceremonies are able to be a little bit more specialized, and there's a lot more individual recognition at those ceremonies. And so they were certainly missed by our students. And then with the larger ceremony that we hold in the stadium, that provides all the pomp and circumstance and the sense of, you know, one graduating class. And so with the combination of the school ceremonies and then the main commencement ceremony, we feel like we do our best at providing what students are looking for.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron, when families are coming out to these events and people are gathering, what are your words of advice for people coming together? Because I'm sure inevitably there's going to be some partying.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same advice that we've given along, which involves, again, the same kind of things that we would advise just for commencement. If you can gather together outside, so much the better. If you can keep the groups as small as possible, that's safer. If you're not all vaccinated, masking up's a good idea. Probably trying not to eat or drink while you're doing that, so much the better. You know, trying to not travel is, you know, right before then is great. And if anyone, you know, manages to test, they would have even more assurance that they're safe. Doing all of these things provides the safest experience that you can have. But we ask people to do as much as they can.
Well, I do want to ask for clarification just on the types of gatherings. So, for example, you know, now that people are vaccinated, there are so many different experts talking about, you know, how people can safely gather together being vaccinated. So let's say a student's parents come in from out of town and they have a roommate and everybody's vaccinated. Can they gather together?
I mean, if everyone is vaccinated, then the CDC guidelines would say that gathering together in small groups is really safe, even unmasked. You know, certainly if you're doing a lot of traveling or exposing yourself beforehand, that might change the calculation quite a bit. But small groups of totally vaccinated people are very, very safe.
I mean, is there a chance that vaccinated folks can carry this virus? I guess I'm just curious, you know, like with these celebrations and things and people traveling.
Again, yeah. That's why, like I say, like there is no binary safe or not safe. We will, I think I just even wrote a column on this. We will not likely get to a point in the very near future where it is 100% safe. There is no COVID. But normal in the United States of America and in life in general has never meant totally safe. Mm-hmm. Risk always exists. I think if people are waiting until there's a 0% chance that they could possibly get COVID outside or where there is no COVID anywhere, we are very, very, very far off from that. But mm-hmm. I think it's realistic to get to the point where your chance of getting COVID is quite low, your chance of becoming really sick from COVID is quite low when you're hanging out with other unvaccinated people. Now, again, yes. Is it possible you could get it and theoretically transmit it? Yes. Which is why when you go back around unvaccinated people, you should mask and distance and do everything correctly. But amongst each other, it's very, very safe.
Okay. That's good to hear. it's a very different era that we're living in now. And there's just so many questions and so many ways this keeps changing. So thank you for that. Sure. Chris, have you received any feedback from students or families about the way commencement is going this year?
I think that the one thing that we are hearing is, I mean, disappointment because of the two tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, the families wanted to after last year not being able to come. You know, last year we were just hearing, just let my student come. So they wanted us to still have the ceremony last spring, but just the student. And so we're listening to their, you know, they wanted to get back. And the president, that was his wish, is, you know, to get back to some type of normalcy and have the students be able to celebrate. So I think the one thing that we're hearing is just the two tickets. You know, it's hard for the families to, you know, we're doing social distancing. We're doing assigned seating in the stadium. And, you know, there's still, you know, going to be empty seats in the stadium. And it's going to be hard for them to understand, well, then why couldn't I bring my brother or sister or something? So, I mean, that's the one thing that right now, you know, in the mix of it is trying to, you know, convey to them, you know, we're still in, you know, an outbreak of COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still doing the protocols. So I think that's the one thing that the obstacle that we're facing.
When you look back at last year and compare it to this year, did you think you would get to this point this quickly?
I was excited to be able to get to this point quickly. Yes. I mean, last year it just seemed like it was going to last forever. And so we were so excited to be able to have us here. You know, we decided last December that we were going to be doing something at RossAid. So that gave us hope. I mean, it was, you know, that's what it was. It was pure hope last fall, late fall when we were in the discussions of having it outside. You know, so I think everybody's just excited and ready to get back to some kind of normal, the new normal. I mean, mm-hmm. we probably will never be back again how it was pre-COVID, but it's a new normal for everybody.
Right. And Doug, similar question for you. Are you hearing these things from students and families that they wish more tickets were available?
We are, and I think we're hearing two kind of types of messages. The first is that parents and family members are disappointed that they cannot attend in person and want to understand why. And so, you know, Dr. Carroll and some of our other colleagues and I have spent a lot of time sharing those messages and making sure people understood why we made the decision that we made in terms of not allowing guests at our ceremony. And the other message that we're hearing overwhelmingly is from parents saying, thank you for figuring something out to be able to recognize my student in person. And across the state, across our 9 ceremonies, we expect to see similar levels to what we would see during a typical year participating at most of the locations. And so that tells us that obviously students are pretty excited about this. And we've heard from a lot of students who, while they want to make sure that they understand all the protocols and the testing and making sure if they've been vaccinated, that's been received by us. We also are hearing from them just their excitement about being able to gather with their friends to celebrate this big milestone.
And when you look back at the past year, did this seem like this was going to be possible?
You know, I will tell you, those of us who plan these major events on campuses, we start the day after it ends on planning the next year. And so there were definitely some times that we did not think that we would be this far along. And we knew a lot was really dependent on the vaccine and how the vaccine uptake was among our population. And so we've been very happy with what we've seen so far, and there's still a lot more work to do, as Aaron mentioned, but that has certainly enabled us, and the efficacy of the vaccines has enabled us to get to the point where we could invite people in person.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate your insight and letting us know what's happening with commencements. Doug Boer is the Executive Director of University Events for Indiana University and organizer of all of the university system's commencements. Dr. Aaron Carroll, pediatrician and professor of pediatrics for the Indiana University School of Medicine and the Regan Streef Institute, as well as an IU COVID-19 protocol expert. And Chris Pass, senior assistant registrar for academic records commencement and graduation for Purdue University. Up next, as we continue talking about commencements during COVID-19, we'll hear what students think of the experience. Any questions or comments, leave us a voicemail at 866-476-3881. I'm Miriam So, back in 90 seconds. This is All In. This is All In. I'm Miriam Sobe. We've been discussing commencement in Indiana, safety measures in place, and the slow return to in-person graduation ceremonies. But what do students think of it all? We'll hear from three of them on how the pandemic has impacted them this past year and what their experience has been like so far. As always, we'd love to hear your questions and comments. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at All In Indiana, or leave us a voicemail with your name and where you're calling from at 866-476-3881. With us now are three 2021 commencement attendees: Rachel Arani, graduating senior and student body president at IU Bloomington; Jacob Shercliffe, soon to be IUPUI graduate and senior studying psychology; and Daisha Brown, winter 2020 IUPUI graduate and student studying psychology and Africana studies. Rachel, I'll start with you. As student body president at IUB, how are the students taking this version of commencement?
Students are incredibly happy that we're able to graduate in person. Last year, graduates were not able to do that, and we're glad we're able to join our peers from the class of 2020 to graduate in person. We're thankful that IU has had such great testing and vaccination programs. And honestly, we're just excited and grateful.
And how does this compare to last year? I'm sure you knew people who were graduating last year. Do you feel like you're getting a bit of a better opportunity this time around?
Yes, absolutely. Being able to be with all of our peers and have our parents watch online is honestly the best that we could hope for due to the pandemic right now.
And what about having your family there? Are they going to be able to attend, or are you only going to have, I think each person only gets two guests?
At IU Bloomington, family and friends will not be able to attend in person.
Okay, so then that's a pretty big thing there. How's that affecting you?
Honestly, we would all love to have our family and friends. But when people go home, they're able to meet up with their family, and their families are able to watch online. But honestly, students are just happy to be able to go in person this year.
Right. So that kind of takes away a little bit of the sting, I guess, just being able to be in person versus over Zoom. Do you know any students who won't be attending due to COVID?
Yes. So some graduates from last year who are not located in Bloomington any longer will not be flying in, as well as students who had an all online curriculum may be located in other locations.
And Jacob, what are your thoughts on the commencement venue for your school?
Well, honestly, it's the best I could hope for. It's been a long year. You know, as we've had our guests say already, I mean, it's been a crazy year. And so even the idea that we are able to go and experience something of commencement, especially since we've all been doing like the really hard work of like trying to stay focused. Zoom can make it really hard to stay focused. And so I feel like a lot of the students at IUPUI were kind of like feeling that drag, that pull of like, we're almost there, but it's getting sunnier out. And, you know, it looks like maybe that is, you know, the days are starting to get longer and the disease is starting to get maybe a little bit less prevalent. And so at least in these areas. And so I think people are like itching to get out, but having a commencement has really made it like a really cool thing for our students.
Mm-hmm. And is that something that, I guess, was like a light at the end of the tunnel, like there's actually a commencement this year?
To be honest, for me personally, no. But for other students, absolutely. I know a lot of students were very excited that they get to have that commencement, they get to have that opportunity since they missed it last year. And I think IUPUI doing that a part of IU, it's just, I'm really thankful.
Mm-hmm. And why is it not as exciting for you? I'm curious.
Yeah, so for me personally, I have never been one for graduations. I'm the same way with weddings, a long time. And I'm like, they can be a little shorter for some areas. But I think that like for some people, it really like connects with them. And so for me, I'm like, for those people, like I'm so happy because this is a great chance for them to go up on stage and to be recognized by their family, even if it's from a distance.
Right, right. Well, I hear you on that. Sometimes things can be a lot shorter and it'll still be fun. Daisha, what about you? What are you looking forward to with this year's commencement?
So I'm mostly looking forward to having that moment to kind of close off the chapter of like 4 years of studying and whatnot. And as a first generation student, this is a moment that I've pretty much been waiting for quite some time. And going back to that closure piece, I think that would help me transition into my next stage of life.
And as you said, you're a first generation college graduate. That's huge. And I mean, I'm sure, it's really important for you that your family be there. How difficult is it with the guidelines?
So honestly, I am not too bothered by it being virtual casting and the students are just there. I think it's great that IUPUI is considering keeping everyone safe. And I like that, we have that option to even attend. And as long as we can have that moment, I think it's great. And I'm just grateful that we are able to have a commencement, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And since IUPUI doesn't have winter commencements, what are your thoughts? You're getting to walk next weekend. How does that feel?
Exciting. So I'm kind of nervous, but I'm also excited because, like I said, this is a huge moment. This is something I've been waiting for quite some time. And, I've worked hard for this moment. So I'm really looking forward to it. I got my cap and gown already and just been trying it on. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm getting a little nostalgic here. I'm not going to say how old I am, but I remember those days back when I graduated. Rachel, what about for you? I mean, what are you thinking and feeling right now as you get ready to graduate officially?
Well, I'm definitely sad to be leaving IU. IU has been a great place. I've been able to build community here. And having the opportunity to reflect back on an amazing course of study here at IU, I'm extremely grateful for all of the opportunities and for all the friends that I've made. So it's a bittersweet moment for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to talk to all of you a little bit about, what was it like, being in the middle of your college career and then slammed with this pandemic and the transition and all of that? Like, Rachel, what was that like for you having to shift gears to this online or hybrid environment?
Having to switch to an online environment provided new opportunities for student government. We were able to hold multiple digital events, which allowed us to connect with people from all over the world. We held an event with a human rights activist, Joshua Wong, from Hong Kong via the internet. We were able to meet with different members of our legislature. We were also able to find innovative ways to do in-person events. We were able to utilize social distancing measures and on-campus spaces to hold modified programs. So overall, I think we all adjusted relatively well and took everything in stride in order to have the best college experience during the pandemic that we could.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like anything was a little bit harder, or was it overall just odd to do stuff online?
Classes were definitely harder. Students were struggling with mental health, but ultimately we applaud the IU administration for continuing to have kind of resources for students and for making efforts to have breaks for us. We had 3 wellness days here at IU where students didn't have to do classes. And in the fall, due to the efforts of the Dean of Students, we will have fall break and spring break.
And Jacob, similar question for you. What was this past year like for you comparing it to when you first started college?
It was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, we left for spring break and it was kind of like that last week is like before we went to spring break was kind of like, what's going on? Everyone's kind of like talking in whispers and hushed tones about this virus coming. And then we didn't go back to school. And it was, I mean, it was scary, you know, now like that I'm distanced from it and it's starting to look like we're almost at the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit. It doesn't feel as scary, but I remember at the time it was very terrifying. I mean, I remember, you know, being at home alone and being like, well, like, you know, are we going to be able to go outside? Like, you know, what does this do? Like, am I going to be able to see my family again? Like, you know, I've never been alive for a virus like this. So not knowing like what's going to happen, it can be scary, but I think what made it really worthwhile was actually being in school, because like you still have those bonds with people. And so like, it was the small moments of like getting in groups or, you know, having that, group that you're a part of, such as USG, IUPUI or different organizations such as, Zyphos Core and other things like that really pull you together. And those little moments, like with people, and even though they were struggling, you were struggling, like to look over and realize like, it's just a hard time right now. And, you know, we can all help each other. It was just, it was a year of a lot of pain, but also a lot of growth. I don't know if you can relate to that, but it was a tough year, but also a growing year.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it challenged so many of us in so many different ways from different angles, whether you're a student or you're working or you're a parent at home. I mean, there were definitely challenges. What about, you know, when it came to your academic career? We've heard a lot from people in the K-12 arena that say, well, you know, maybe these kids are losing out on some of their learning. Did you feel that you missed out on any instruction?
I feel like half instruction with school is learning how to focus. And so I feel like it was definitely a trying time for that. Focusing on one thing, especially if you're in a Zoom call and you're not in front of somebody, I found it harder to focus my energy and my attention than I am when it's in the classroom. And, you know, I can position myself in certain areas so that way I'm away from people or whatever. And it's, you know, people tend to turn off their screens. And so you lose a lot of that social aspect. And if you lose that social aspect, it's sometimes hard to stay totally engaged with school, especially when you feel so isolated. And so I felt like what was really hard was feeling like I could get that like connection that allowed me to really focus in on some of the harder classes that maybe I wasn't so interested in, but still needed to do well in. So I think mm-hmm. that's where I found the struggle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Daisha, was it a similar experience for you? Did you find that it was difficult this past year?
So my experience is a little different. So I had taken online classes prior to the pandemic. However, I've never taken a full semester worth of classes. So in that regard, it was a bit challenging going off of what Jacob said, kind of having to be more mindful about where I was giving my attention and really focusing on classes. It was a bit difficult for me, especially the classes that were less visually stimulating in a way. But then going back to what Rachel was saying, that aspect of mental health. So being honest, I struggled a bit with loneliness because I was very connected to the campus. You know, I worked on campus and that was my way of getting a lot of my social interaction, whether it was with professors, my peers, or, you know, just other random folks that would come in to the department. And like losing that aspect for me was a little challenging. But I think I was able to find a way to, you know, pull myself out of that and find connections elsewhere, whether it was virtually or, you know, just doing more self-reflection of ways to get creative with, you know, having that social support.
Right, right. And how are you doing these days? Do you feel like things are getting better?
For the most part. So, yeah, there's hope at the end of the tunnel, right? So right now I'm working remotely. So I kind of am still running into that same problem. Most of my coworkers are not based in the United States. So it's kind of this isolating feeling, but for the most part, it's nice to still have those connections, even if it's just virtually.
Right, right. Well, I totally relate to working with coworkers online. I still haven't met any of my coworkers yet. So we know each other's voices. Yeah. I guess that helps.
Right. It's great. It's a different way of learning people.
Right. Rachel, what are you thinking about as you get ready to graduate? Any lessons that you're going to take from this year in a pandemic?
Yes, I think as I prepare to graduate, to just kind of reflect on all of the amazing opportunities that I've had here at IU and take the skills that I've learned during the pandemic about how to reach out to friends to see how they're doing, kind of carry that with me throughout my life. In the fall, I'll be attending law school at the University of Illinois, and going from an online experience to an in-person experience will make me value that face-to-face interaction a lot more.
Mm-hmm. And that's my alma mater. Just wanted to throw that out there. Well, Jacob, what about you? Are you planning to take any lessons that you've learned? Anything that maybe changed the way you do things?
Yeah, just, you know, the time, nothing's permanent. Even the darkest of days aren't permanent. And I think that, like, keeping that in mind and also believing in myself to, like, rise above, you know, I think a lot of times when things are dark, it's easy to, like, lose that faith in ourselves to, like, be who we really believe that we are as a human being. And I think, like, when that happens, you know, we lose sight of ourselves. And I think so putting my faith in myself to, like, be who I am and to have those skills and to, you know, be like someone that graduated, which I'm about to be, right? So I'm, you know, that's what I'm just grateful for is learning that things are impermanent and that we can believe in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk to your peers, do you think that they all felt that this was a great year of reflection or is it a mixed bag?
Oh, definitely a mixed bag, I would say. I mean, some people were, you know, this is a hard year and it was, you know, and I think, I don't think anyone denies it was a hard year, but I definitely think that, you know, the things that we do have choices over, I think that's where we can choose to go. It was a hard year. We also learned a lot and had some really good moments because I think a lot of students agree that the fact that like some of those little moments during the pandemic, like maybe you just laugh with someone you hadn't laughed with in a while or you cry after seeing someone because you didn't know if you were going to see them again. Those little moments, like appreciate them because they're so precious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a reminder that time is fleeting. Daisha, what are your plans as you move forward and is any of anything that you learned during the pandemic sort of driving the way you're moving in the future?
Yes. So I have this saying that I move in alignment, right? So if something doesn't feel quite in alignment, then I try to shift gears and find something that's better fitting. But for the most part, some lessons that I'm taking is, you know, have more self-compassion, definitely continue practicing mindfulness and having compassion for others. And keeping hope alive and having faith, even when it seems really bleak and hopeless, because, you know, just now thinking, okay, we're going to have a commencement and the virus is going to be around, but things are going to get better, definitely mm-hmm. getting better.
I love the optimism you're all sharing. It's very uplifting to hear the hope and the optimism in all of your voices. And Rachel, what are you hearing from the student body when it comes to commencement? It's around the corner. Is everybody really excited?
Everybody is so excited. All over campus, people have been taking photos in their gowns. Students are abuzz trying to see all of their friends before graduation hits. So everyone is very much looking forward to graduate.
And as we get ready to wrap up here, Jacob, any last words you'd like to give to the next class that's coming behind you as they see you graduating? Any words of wisdom for them?
You know, I mean, just if you believe you can do it, you can do it. And, you know, I think it's all about like understanding yourself and believing in yourself. So I just say, believe in yourself and go out there and achieve what you want to do because the only one telling you not to is you. So go out and prove yourself wrong in a way.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. Congratulations to each and every one of you. I hope you have a wonderful commencement. And thank you for taking the time to join us today. Rachel Arani, graduating senior and student body president at IU Bloomington. Jacob Shercliffe, soon to be IUPUI graduate and senior studying psychology. And Daisha Brown, winter 2020 IUPUI graduate and student studying psychology and Africana studies. Our producers are Drew Dodlin and Micah Yason. Scott Cameron is our managing editor. Adam Gross is our engineer and composed our theme song. If you'd like a podcast of this show or any past show, you can find it anywhere you get your podcasts. Join us tomorrow as we discuss emergency mental health care. Find us on Twitter and Facebook at All in Indiana. I'm Miriam Soap. Thanks for listening. This is All In.